Good morning, America. This is the Cats Roundtable. John Catsimatidis here, Sunday morning. Well, it's 37 days to the election. Hopefully 37 days to the solution of or getting a COVID vaccine. With us today is one of the smartest guys I know, Jerome Corsi. He's a writer, a commentator, an investigative reporter, and he has written over 20 books in the last 15 years. And as I describe him, he is one common sense guy. Good morning, Jerome. How are you?
I'm just great, John. It's good to be back with you. Thank you.
Your recent book, what is Coup d'etat, exposing the deep state treason and plan to reelect the president. I enjoyed reading that.
Oh, thank you very much. That's my latest hardcover book, and it's done quite well. I think I explain things that are only now becoming apparent, how this was an international coup d'etat that involved the intelligence agencies, not only in the United States, but in Great Britain, Australia, and Italy. And it was a quite elaborate and determined effort to make sure Donald Trump did not win the presidency. And then when he wanted to try to do a coup d'etat to remove him. And John, it's continuing on CorsiNation.com, my ebook, The Plan to Remove Donald Trump from the Presidency. They're still doing it with Antifa and Black Lives Matter in the streets. Now we're going to get election fraud, and we're going to have lawfare contesting the election. But I don't think it's going to work. I think Donald Trump is going to be reelected, and I think the enthusiasm for Donald Trump is huge, whereas Joe Biden has zero enthusiasm. I'm not even sure Biden could draw 10 people to hear him speak if he could get through it. And it's one of the worst campaigns, two of the worst candidates, Biden and this Kamala Harris, two of the worst candidates in my lifetime.
The Justice Department. I am very much surprised and disappointed in the actions of the Justice Department. And the fact that everybody that's a Republican has gone to jail and nobody that's a Democrat has been, almost none of them have been indicted. How can we straighten out our Justice Department to be fair to all people?
Well, I think we got today some new information. This information that's being public now, I think, is forcing the hand of Barr to take greater action. The information we just got was some internal memos. Sidney Powell, who's the Attorney General Flynn, released them. And what they show was that it was a complete setup. General Flynn was framed. Department of Justice, they knew there was no case, but these politically motivated prosecutors weaponized the Justice Department and went after General Flynn on fraudulent grounds. Some of the Department of Justice and some of the CIA even got these personal liability insurance policies because they thought if this ever came public, they were into a lot of trouble. But what I think, John, the longer answer to your question is, I think the only way we can handle this bureaucracy, which has grown enormous under Obama, which has its mind of its own, the globalists or leftists, there's nothing in the Constitution that says the bureaucracy needs to be in Washington, D.C., why don't we move all of these departments to someplace like Death Valley and see how many of these Beltway liberal globalists want to go out there and work? See how dedicated they are when they have to leave the comfortable Georgetown coffee shops. What I think is happening is the American people are getting their eyes open, and we're seeing the demonic violence, the destruction that the Democratic Party-going Marxism is having in the streets. I mean, if this is Biden's campaign, and we're going to be in for 4 years of Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and this social justice critical theory, which screams at everybody and comes into their homes and screams at them, disrupts them in outdoor restaurants. I mean, this is not America. And I think the vast majority of the American people now are getting to see it. Their eyes are opening. I think there's a great awakening going on. I think people are going to come out in person in huge numbers to vote for Donald Trump.
It's 37 days going to the election. Will the Justice Department indict anybody, or are they just going to let it slide?
I think what we're seeing, John, is if Barr doesn't move, the information that is beginning to come out, it started with Acting Attorney General Richard Grenell, and now is continuing with the Director of National Intelligence, John Radcliffe, documents are coming out which make it apparent to the American people that the Mueller prosecutors were the criminals. I said that from the beginning. They wanted me to plead guilty to lying. I never had a connection with Assange, and I wasn't going to swear in front of a federal judge that I did have a connection with Assange. They said they charged me in Washington, D.C. before a jury that hated me, and I would go to prison for the rest of my life, 25 years. I told them, you're that corrupt, go ahead and do it, but I'm not going to swear before God and a federal judge to a crime I didn't commit. They never indicted me. That broke their back, and that was suborning perjury on their part. The same as these prosecutors did to General Flynn. They put a gun to his son's head and said, well, pull the trigger unless you sign this paper. That's what the Gestapo does. That's the KGB. That is not justice in America. That's a crime. That's suborning perjury. And I think we're going to have justice, certainly in Donald Trump's second term. I think he'll be a lot freer to run the Department of Justice the way it should be run. I think Barr is going to be under a lot of pressure to have these documents come forward and be part of the cover-up, or bring some indictments forward himself.
Now, the peaceful demonstrators, I could understand that. But there's so many rioting, and it seems like somebody that there are paid actors that are going around. Somebody must be paying them. I've said publicly, it's either the Chinese, the Russians, the Iranians, maybe all three, or a Soros type. I've been told that Soros is not well, and it's not him unless it's his family. I think the American people are starting to realize that somebody is pushing the buttons there.
Well, especially when you see a U-Haul truck pick up to these riots and they unload all this riot gear and all the other apparatus to have a riot, it's clear that this is no longer a peaceful protest. And who's paying for it? I'm sure George Soros has some money into it. But the point is, I think that you've got corporations which have been extorted. You know, Black Lives Matter will ruin your brand if you don't take a knee to Black Lives Matter. This is not racial justice protesting. I'm old enough to have seen Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King wanted racial equality. He wanted an end to discrimination. These people are using a Marxist idea. They're Maoist. They're Marxist. Their websites have proclaimed this. They want revolution. And they're using race to be like Saul Alinsky, to rub raw these tensions, to have race be everything. If everybody is a racist, and, you know, white privilege, and all these things, which I think are concocted in the universities and don't make sense to the average person who does not have racism or prejudice in their heart. And I think even the black community understands that defunding the police is suicide. And this Black Lives Matter is an extremist revolutionary group, and I don't think they're getting anywhere with the American public.
We have a minute left. What else would you like to tell the American public?
Well, I think we're seeing here, and I'm very hopeful that I almost see the hand of God in the Ginsburg is gone. I mean, I don't wish anyone ill, but Donald Trump will now have the opportunity to put a conservative judge on the Supreme Court. That could be potentially 6-3 conservatives. Even John Roberts will face new pressure for the conservative side. And the court with Ginsburg would have had a hard time looking at these vote fraud cases, these mail-in cases. I think with another Trump appointee, we've got a chance of beating some of this fraud in the courts. And I'm very hopeful that Donald Trump will get his nominee confirmed by the Senate before the election. I think it's going to happen. And I think this changes the dynamic of voter fraud and lawfare, which the Democrats were planning as their last attempt to steal the election from Donald Trump.
Jerome Corsi, thank you for your common sense. Thank you for speaking out to and telling your courage to speak out to the American people and telling them the truth. And let's catch up again real soon.
Look forward to it, John. Thank you very much. God bless.
God bless. This is the Cats Roundtable. We'll be right back.